So turnovers were a big problem tonight, and it really spoils what was a great effort by D'Angelo Russell.
With no question, Tim. The Warriors were really stingy in the first half. They had 6 turnovers. Tim, the majority of these turnovers, not in the third quarter, I think they only had a couple there, they had 8 turnovers that led to 13 second chance points or points off turnovers, Tim, in the fourth quarter, and then another 3 in the overtime period. So 11 turnovers in fourth quarter and overtime gave them 16 second chance points. And you're talking about points in the paint. Half of the points in the paint, the majority of those, by the way, because of 35 second chance points. Offensive rebounds, keeping the ball alive. So they got 35 points second chance to go, and most of those, you know, are not going to be jump shots. They're going to put them right back in, and that's why they got 70 points in the paint. What kept the Warriors in the game in the first half? Sheer hustle, determination. They had more energy than Minnesota. They got to the loose balls, the 50-50 balls, and they got themselves to the free throw line where they were 20 of 20 from the line in the first half. And then all of a sudden, the second half, that all disappeared. They ended up 23 of 24, so they only take 4 free throws attempted in the second half, plus the overtime period. And then another thing, I thought Robert Covington was absolutely tough in bringing them back because of his defensive effort on Eric Pascal. Pascal, legitimate. Pascal is legitimate. He really was bottled up and did not score in the second half. Finally fouled out of the basketball game. The Warriors stayed in the game primarily in the second half, even though they were doing not the strong things they did in the first half, is because of the heroics of D'Angelo Russell. I mean, it was absolutely tremendous. 14 points in the third quarter, 14 again in the fourth, and 7 in the overtime period. So 35 points second half plus the overtime for a career-high 52. But in the final play of the game, I thought, as it was winding down, in the fourth quarter there, I thought he was going to go to the basket. And he took that outside jumper and did not go in, and the game went to overtime. And all the momentum and all the positivity you could see was in the favor of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, the 52 tonight for D'Angelo Russell, second most in the league this year. James Harden at 59 in that wild game against the Washington Wizards back on October the 30th. So
right.
I think Russell coming back, obviously, I just think that if they can find a way to cut down on their turnovers, Jim, and to do a good job of protecting the basketball, they're going to give themselves chances to win because Russell gives them the kind of firepower that they're going to need coming down the stretch. You know, young teams usually have trouble, you know, yep, with their execution coming down the stretch in tight games. The Warriors showed a little bit of that tonight. But overall, I liked their effort for most of the night.
Yes.
I mean, both teams battled. I thought Minnesota didn't play a great game tonight, but they battled and they hustled and they made some tough plays. And the fact that the referees let them go a little bit,
yep,
I think added to that. It got a little gritty out there tonight.
Yes, it did. And the Warriors got away with a lot in that first half. There was some physicality around the rim. A note about what the Warriors' defense was doing. The Warriors had 11 steals in the first half, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they brought the best out of Minnesota through, especially late in the game. The Warriors did not get a steal at all in the second half. So that grit that they were showing, the hustle they were showing, all of a sudden Minnesota got a little more determined and a little more focused, and the Warriors were not as effective defensively in the second half nearly as they were in the first.
Alec Burks continues to show some really good things tonight in this part of the season. I mean, coming off the game he had, he follows up with 18 points in 31 minutes to go with 9 rebounds, Jim. And he's a piece. I think the Warriors can be very happy having signed him in this past offseason, because if you look ahead to next year, if the Warriors get healthier, he's going to be a nice piece coming off the bench.
Yes.
Or starting at the 3.
Yes, and I remember him in Utah for 7 or 8 years there. He could come in and he might get you 10 or 12 points in a quarter. He can score in bursts, especially when no one's paying attention to him. Coming off that 28-point game, he gets 18 tonight. He does 2 things for him. He gives them some offense, but he also settles them down. If you notice, coming down, the ball is in the hands, I'd say, 80 to 90% of the time, either in Alec Burks or D'Angelo Russell's hands, coming down in the stretch in the fourth quarter and overtime.
Final thing I'll say on tonight's game is that if Minnesota has a good season, Josh Okogie's going to play a lot of minutes. He knows how to play. He's tough.
He hustles. He gives him a supreme effort all the time.
And Warriors have another one tomorrow. The schedule waits for no one. 4:30 of the pregame show at Oklahoma City. Warriors got blasted there the first time in. And, Jim, it's setting up for something like that, a tough overtime loss, and you fly there. However, the one thing that the Warriors have is, unlike a veteran team in a situation like this, it's a young team. And I don't mean this as an insult, but they don't know any better.
No, they don't.
They don't know that they should be ready for a loss tomorrow. They're too young. They haven't gone through it.
But this kind of situation, once you're talking about tonight and going to Oklahoma City tomorrow, knowing what happened a couple of weeks ago, this will test your mental toughness.
Right.
Are you going to give in? Are you going to come out? Can you really lay it on the line? It's difficult to do, but the one good thing they have, these young players, they're trying to make NBA careers.
Right.
They are fighting for their lives in the NBA. And so they're going to be self-motivated. All those players are going to be self-motivated. And that's enough motivation, usually, that'll turn the switch.
All right, JB. Thank you so much. Nice job tonight.